You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Up again with a door loose on its hinges, opened into the night. No broken glass, no sign of forced entry, just open. Just enough to feel wrong. The roommates noticed it, talked about it, told friends 9 days later, four of them would be dead. Obviously, this is more than a cautionary tale about locking your doors at night. It's more than just a text from dad saying, hey, make sure your locks are working, make sure the doors are good, and the kids going, we're fine. Because a lot of people feel like that at that point in life. You're unstoppable. You're having a great time. What could go wrong? Oh, a lot. A lot. But that sort of knowledge, that sort of experience, it comes with time. It comes with living. It comes with seeing a thing or two. Necessarily doesn't always come with being a 20-some-year-old starting off into the world. And that's not a bad thing in some ways, shapes and forms. In some ways, means you've led a pretty life that hasn't been exposed to a lot of extreme horrors. On the other hand, it also doesn't make you prepared for life's extreme horrors. Can't fault them. You got to consider age. You got to consider experience. You got to consider all of it. The newly unsealed documents from August of 2025 cast a long, quiet shadow over what we thought we knew about Brian Koberger. They tell us a deeper story, one less about a single horrific night and more about the path that led to it, a path marked by careful planning, stalking behavior, and possibly earlier attempts at violence that went unrecognized. And we're going to break all of that down for you here today. I'd love to hear your comments in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there watching us on YouTube, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us there. You can make that same search on any podcast platform and you'll find us there as well. So you can take us on the go in audio form. But please do let me know your thoughts and do please hit that subscribe button. It lets other folks know that we exist and then they get to hear our storytelling and reporting as well. So it does help. We do greatly appreciate it. The reports here confirm what many feared. Koberger didn't just show up at the house on King Road on November 13th, 2022 by chance. Investigators now believe he surveilled the property at least 20 times prior to the murders. Late night visits, repeated drive-bys, digital breadcrumbs. Now, yes, I already know this, Tony. Why are you telling me this? Well, there's more. Setting it up for you. And setting it up for people who are unaware of these factoids. Digital breadcrumbs from his phone place him at that neighborhood again and again, and it was not random. It was deliberate. Kaylee Gonzalez reportedly saw a man in the woods watching. She said something about it, but then she was gone. The behavior may not have started with her. In October of 2021, a masked man broke into a house in Pullman, Washington, just 10 minutes away. It was 3:30 in the morning. The residents were all women. One awoke to find him at the foot of her bed, ski mask, knife in hand. She kicked him out. He fled. No one was hurt and nothing was taken. But the similarity to the Idaho murders is haunting. At the time, no one connected it to Koberger. He wasn't even living in Washington yet, according to records. But after his arrest, police reopened the case, looked hard at the timeline, searched university logs to see if he had reason to be in town, and they couldn't place him there officially. But the MO matched. When patterns emerge, even shadows start to take shape. Now, it should be noted, Koberger was not on the record in Pullman, Washington at that time. He was another part of the country. Or was he? They went back and they looked to see if there was anything that would have put him there. Was he visiting? Was it a, you know, early student visit to get a feel for the area and look for a place to live? You know, those sort of things that you do when you move to a new area or you're planning to move to a new area. Not out of question. Typically, when you're on those visits, you don't usually massacre people or attempt to show up at a house with a knife at a sorority filled with people. But I guess some people do. But in all likelihood, that probably wasn't Koberger. You might say, well, I don't know about... I'm looking at the odds here. I'm looking at playing the odds. And I'm looking at the likelihood. And it doesn't seem to lean that way. But again, I could be wrong. But there's more creepy people, I'm sure, in Pullman, Washington, than Brian Koberger. Now, that wasn't the only moment from the past that invited renewed scrutiny. As investigators began digging deeper into Koberger's digital footprints and physical possessions, a detail emerged that has unsettled even seasoned detectives, a small collection of ID cards. Now, we heard about this early on. We heard rumors that there were ID cards connected to the house taken out of his glove box. Well, part of that was true. Never confirmed until now. Here's what happened. They weren't taken from the victims. They were from other women, women he had met in different contexts. Now, there's never a normal reason or really any reason, I would think, for the most part, to have someone else's ID card on hand unless you're an adult and your child is going on a cruise with you and you're holding on to their ID to get them on and off the boat. I don't know. In an adult life, I don't know. I don't think a whole doesn't make a lot of sense. ID cards belong to the person. That's who they're for. They're not for other people. There's not a reason why you would collect them like trophies. Even if it's an expired ID card, why would you have it for somebody else? It just doesn't make any sense. The ID cards were discovered in a glove box, tucked away with no explanation. None of those women were reported missing. No complaints had been filed, but Koberger had kept something that belonged to them. What is that all about? Well, it's known as a trophy. A token, a reminder that he was able to get that from them. It's a control mechanism, something that really sad people have to tell themselves when they have no control in other parts of their life, but want to feel really powerful over a woman or whoever their victim may be. I got this from him. Look at that. That makes me feel you did good. Look at that. Look at that, Brian. You can do that. You're going to get that. That's the self-talk. That probably is going on in that monster's mind. They have it coming. Shit that makes people believe their own insanity. It's the kind of thing that in isolation might look strange, but within this broader narrative, it becomes part of the pattern. And there's more. Koberger's online communication showed a darkness that, in hindsight, feels impossible to ignore. A Tinder conversation unearthed during the investigation revealed a disturbing line of questioning. He asked two women what the worst way to die would be. You know, like you do on Tinder. Hey, what's the worst way to die, baby? Oh, I like that shirt. What? He also referenced knives. And the tone was clinical, not flirtatious. I don't know how you make that flirtatious. Weapon play has never been a thing of mine in that area, but I guess for some it is. The woman unmatched him, unsettled. Surprise, surprise. But no report was made because women are met with creepy, messed up men every single day. Put some undercover investigators on a dating app. I bet you could get a lot of predators really freaking quick. Nothing to flag, just another message lost in the noise. In the early morning hours before the murders, Koberger was online again. According to browser history obtained by investigators, he accessed a police radio scanner site, specifically, you know, like you do when you're innocent. The Pullman Police Department's live feed. It was 12:26 a.m. The murders would take place several hours later. He was testing response times, or was he testing response times, I guess is the question. Monitoring patrol patterns, the timing suggests a level of premeditation that makes it already methodical. Feel more deliberate in this crime. Inside jail, his behavior drew quiet attention as well. Inmates described him as distant, obsessive, emotionally detached. One reported he seemed almost unaware of the passage of time. He muttered to himself, he kept notes, cleaned excessively, and these weren't the behaviors of someone trying to assimilate into prison routines. They were the actions of a man removed, detached from the moment, perhaps living or reliving the past. When he appeared in court, Koberger didn't posture. There were no long statements, no attempts to challenge the prosecution publicly. He took a plea deal, 4 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. He spared the family a trial. It also meant that many of the case's most sensitive documents remained sealed until now. And while, yes, the family was spared the trial, I can guarantee that wasn't his motive. It wasn't a, let me spare those poor families that I've put them through hell by murdering their children. Let me do them a solid and let's just skip this trial. I'll just say I did it. No. It was more likely Brian Koberger didn't want all of his sloppiness exposed in court, because it would be. And he thinks of himself as a genius. So that would be a little touch and go for the fragile ego of the pathetic Brian Koberger. In early August, Judge Stephen Hippler ordered the unsealing of 43 case documents, among them defense motions, crime scene photos, evidence logs, and witness lists. Some remain partially redacted. Others, now public, have reshaped the understanding of what led up to the crime. One such revelation centers on Kaylee Gonzalez. A newly unsealed autopsy review suggests she may have suffered blunt force trauma in addition to multiple stab wounds. It's not confirmed whether the trauma came from a second weapon or from the force of the primary attack. But its inclusion raises new questions about the violence that took place inside that house. Questions about how quickly the attack escalated, about how much rage was involved. The surviving roommates, Dylan and Bethany, have remained largely out of the public eye, protected under court order for most of the investigation. But in the newly unsealed filings, there are notes about witness statements indicating that at least one of them heard something during the early morning hours of the murders, a thump, a whimper. Then silence. It adds to the already unbearable weight of what they may have experienced, what they lived through while their friends were being attacked just feet away. These documents also show just how close law enforcement came to missing the link. If not for that knife sheath, if not for that single touch of DNA, Koberger may have been never connected to this crime. Once he was, the evidence began to quickly stack up. Cell phone pings placing him at the scene, surveillance footage of his car circling the neighborhood, his digital searches, and the eerie absence of a motive. He didn't know the victims, and there was no personal relationship, and perhaps that's what made it so terrifying. With each document release, the picture sharpens, not just of a killer, but of the time leading up to the killings, the planning, the observation, the moments where intervention might have made a difference. A Tinder message. A strange man in the woods, a door left open. Each detail adds to a tapestry that now feels impossibly heavy. As more records continue to emerge, the public will learn more about what was known, when it was known, and how it was handled. There are still sealed filings, likely containing information that touches on mental health evaluations, investigative genealogy techniques, and defense strategies not used because of the plea deal. But even now, with the trial never happening and the sentencing in place, the investigation continues because the story didn't end with a guilty plea. It just shifted to reflection, to accountability, to the question that still hangs in the air. How did we see, or how do we see, the next one coming? Koberger is no longer a mystery, but the system that missed him, that we're still trying to understand. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube so you don't miss any of our programs. Hit subscribe as well while you're there, leaving us your thoughts on this case. You can also find us wherever you get podcasts. Just search again, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us on any podcast platform and on YouTube. So you can subscribe and take us with you wherever you go. Looking forward to those comments. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.